My name is Albert Trillian. The name is like the number. I should have been in sales or population health. So thank you so much for coming on this Wednesday morning to a session. 2 years ago, we were in San Francisco, and because of the victory parade for the Giants, I was speaking to an empty room. So this more than makes up for this. I'm not going to tell you what I had to inhale to get across that line to get to my session. So today I'm going to speak to a campaign that took place last year. It is the Flu Plus You campaign, a multi-stakeholder campaign to improve immunization in aging adults. Can I ask real quick, I'm not saying anybody here looks old, but I would like to get a show of hands of who's gotten their flu vaccine this year. Excellent. I expect no less from the APHA. Can I ask any one of you to say why you got your flu vaccine? Anyone? Well, yeah, but what prompted you? Yes?
I got a terrible case of the flu when I was in medical.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Back here?
I work on immunization, but I also don't want the flu.
Exactly. Well, sure. Yes?
It's mandatory from employees back to you.
It is. I knew a children's hospital in Philadelphia where the director made it mandatory, and only religious exemptions could be submitted to excuse the person, and he would have to personally review every one of them. And let's say, with someone with experience in religion too, there's not many that are there. All right, that said, let's talk about how we can encourage vaccinations. Again, my group is Public Health Research Solutions. Disclosure, I have nothing personally, financially to disclose, but this campaign was financed by Sanofi Pasteur and a project toward the National Council on Aging. And I do not work at the National Council on Aging, just to let you know that. But I am happy to speak to the work and the value of the work. And I think it speaks to when we get into these kinds of collaborations with private entities, what that means, what the message means, and how we communicate this work as well. When we talk about the work of public health and we talk about the value of that, and I really liked Andrew's slides on the business case and the value proposition, when private companies come in, especially pharmaceutical companies, there's a knee-jerk reaction to getting in bed with this type of entity. And I want to be very careful in terms of how I frame this and to remind everybody that the profit for vaccinations by pharmaceutical companies doesn't get over 5%. And we think we need to be mindful of that as we look at partnering with private entities, that big bad pharma is not making a lot of money off of vaccinations necessarily, and we need to speak to that as well. So what do? We speak to the evidence base and what works. The community guide, the guide to community preventive services, the guide to clinical preventive services. And we don't have to speak too much about what that says about vaccinations and how important they are. Not only speaking to the evidence base and leveraging it and bringing it into communities, but also helping communities to inform the evidence. That is to say, in many cases, something becomes evidence-based because one or two studies comes in, which allows for that meta-analysis to get to the right a number of studies and to get to the right power. All right. That said, this is the Flu Plus You campaign, and this is the logo. We can see up front, it is that agreement between Sanofi Pasteur and the National Council on Aging. It was very clear in several of the talking points that Sanofi Pasteur had no problem with our mentioning that this was a partnership between them and the National Council on Aging. I would also like to say as we move into this, what I'll do is I'll talk about the reasons, of course, but as I talk about the reasons, I'd like you to be aware that this was also strongly the messaging that took place during this campaign. That as we spoke to the importance of vaccinations, there were some places where we could go to and some places where we were greatly discouraged to going toward. For example, and I'll get to this a little bit later on, when we're speaking in interviews or talking about the importance of the vaccination, there can be some very sensitive questions that come up on the dangers of vaccinations. And the important learning point here was to stick to the talking points, to stay positive with the message and not to get into an argument with anti-vaccine persons that don't like this public health intervention. Because I'm sorry if you're there, I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but you're crazy. All right, that said, When we look at the danger of influenza, and during this campaign, the Ebola outbreak was also taking place in Western Africa. An important joke that was going around this time was that if we named flu something more exotic like Ebola, it might scare people into getting vaccinations a little more quickly. That said, if we just look at flu in and of itself, we see that it is very dangerous. But for aging adults, it is especially imperative to get vaccinated because it's a shocking statistic, right? 50 to 60% of annual flu-related hospitalizations are those who are 65 years of age and older. And 90% of deaths, 9 out of 10 people who die from the flu are over 65 years of age. The immunization system gets weaker as we get older. We get more susceptible to disease and sickness. And if we have a chronic condition, it exacerbates those conditions, whether it be diabetes, arthritis, any number of conditions. And statistics show that 86% of aging adults have at least one, but most have at least two. And if you're confronting a sickness or a disease like influenza with two or more chronic conditions, that makes things much, much worse. That said, we tried to make sure that there was good data available that we could speak to the power and importance of influenza vaccinations for aging adults. And the NCOA and some other aging network-related organizations are good at gathering data around some of these points. But I would say that even with these intermittent surveys, important information is there. There's ongoing evidence-based related resources which have the real power in those meta-analyses. Anybody hear of the Community Guide? The CommunityGuide.org is one of the only parts of the CDC that has the power to create its own URL, www.thecommunityguide.org. Go there, and there's your evidence base for public health. The Agency for Research and Healthcare Quality also has clinical preventive services, and immunizations are there as well. We need to pay attention to these things. So here we have some more information. And again, these are related to some of the talking points that happened with this campaign, that the hospitalizations that can be prevented are astounding. A new vaccination is created every year. For adults, older adults, the earlier in the year that you get vaccinated, the better. And the most important part of this, and it's built on what Amber was saying, those conversations between community-based organizations and healthcare providers, to the extent that the persons can be encouraged to have that conversation with their healthcare provider, they should. We can tell them to get their flu vaccine. We can wag our fingers at them. But their healthcare provider has more power than anybody in this room will have, and they can say it is necessary for you to get your vaccination now. Not just that, but there's also the importance of getting the right vaccination for aging adults, and that is a higher dose vaccination, which creates more antibodies and strengthens the immune system to fight off the flu in those who are 65 years of age and older. But for us, an important point was talk to your healthcare provider. You can listen to us, and this is our evidence. Talk to your healthcare provider. Now, there is also that important part of getting your flu vaccination and clinical preventive services with no copay. Very important part of the Affordable Care Act. When I got my flu vaccine, as someone who is no longer than 65, but I went into the CVS Health Mart and had to pay absolutely nothing. The biggest burden was on the time, and that's because I brought my 11-year-old daughter with me to get her shot as well, and she pulls whenever you pull on her. Pick her up and carry her in. I'm kidding. She likes being a good public health daughter. That said, this campaign, I want to just go through quickly the stakeholders and speak to each one of them separately and some of the power that can take place with these stakeholders. First, the national nonprofit, which was the National Council on Aging. A terrific brand, a very powerful brand, and when you put the NCOA with a pharmaceutical company, it doesn't diminish the brand so much. There are other aging-related organizations that are out there where the NCOA has powers that it is not a membership organization. That is to say, there are no dues, there are no members. You do not belong to the NCOA, and therefore their brand and what they speak to is they represent the underrepresented or the unrepresentable aging adult, 65 years of age and older. A very powerful brand. There's also real expertise and the ability to coordinate across several of these different partners, and we'll speak to that. And then, of course, the evidence base. I can't bring up the community guide without showing a website of the community guide, and this is it. Again, www.thecommunityguide.org. Please take advantage of this fantastic resource. Santa Fe Pasteur, of course, they bring funding. Now, that was a modest amount of funding for this project with the NCOA, but the funding is there nonetheless. But also that thing around message sensitivities. I am as happy to get into an argument with an anti-vaxxer as anybody else is. But when you're in the public and when you're in front of the pretty impressive groups of people, you've got to be very careful. It was a big lesson for me of, well, let me just charge on out there and say what needs to be said. When you're talking to a larger group, you need to be very important. Stick to your positive message. Don't pick fights and don't get roped into a fight necessarily. And there were some questions that came out in several interviews of egg allergies, of the dangers of vaccinations, the inconvenience of vaccinations, and really things that really got my ire up. And Santa Fe Pasteur is very good saying, well, let's just stick to these messages. The importance of vaccination for aging adults, 9 out of 10 deaths, flu-related deaths, 65 years of age and older. That's a very powerful talking point. Community-based organizations. This campaign took place not only on a national level, but also by different community members. And when I say that, I'm talking about the Aging Network. Speaking loosely, the Aging Network is not only the state units on aging, but also area agencies on aging and the senior resource centers. This slide speaks to the federal investment in the Aging Network across this country. I'm leaving out the senior resource centers, which, by and large, the NCOA represents, but they are not dues-paying members necessarily. Okay, there is a national organization relationship with senior resource centers, but they are not represented necessarily by the NCOA. But this is the rest of the Aging Network. Again, when you look at the resources that are out there and the fairs that we held, tremendous support from the community-based organization level. And then a communications firm working closely with Santa Fe Pasteur. A very interesting experience working with communications firms and the tools at their disposal in terms of graphic design, in terms of messaging, in terms of guiding an interview and leading an interview. And we see this a lot with political circles on how we can stay away from the questions and move toward your own answer. Man, what a skill that is. And the communications firms are extraordinarily good at helping to identify those skills. So if we talk about the importance of our public health work, again, I'm as liable to get dragged into a fight as anybody, but there's a great opportunity to look at the questions being asked, identify for what it is, and then present the answer that we have there instead. And then creation of a nationwide PSA. Apologize for that typographic error. Judith Light and the power of celebrity. Anybody know who Judith Light is? Anybody? Really? Who's the boss, people? Come on. Judith Light, and she is also in Law and Order and a couple other things, and she's on that new Amazon series, Transparent. I have to say, what an experience to partner with Judith Light. Did a terrific PSA, and if you go to www.ncoa.org, you'll see this year's, /flu, you'll see this year's PSA. Very crafty, savvy communication, very, very, very subtly funny lady, but someone, most importantly, who cares about the community. She has a track record of working with the LGBT community and in HIV and AIDS activism, and she brought that to bear, relating the message to the importance of communication. Importantly, and I shouldn't say this out loud, she's over 65. Can you believe it? That said, a very important communicator for these things. I would have to say that in working with Judith Light, she had a real understanding of that interview dynamic and how not to get pulled into things. When sitting next to her and doing interviews, you sit in for the media tour, you sit in the room and you have the living room backdrop behind you and you're looking into a little box and you can't see anything, but you have your earpiece. And so you're just responding to the audio cues. and the interviews with the affiliates across the country. She was very good at disarming and really controlling the message. And I have to say, it was very impressive. This is a screenshot of the living room back thing. And when you get toward 3 or 4 hours, because you're doing this for close to 5 hours, and you're doing affiliate by affiliate by affiliate by affiliate across the country, you get tired. There's no amount of caffeine that's going to keep you aware at hour four. But she was very good at that expertise and that professionalism. That said, the result, a strong campaign, fairs and health events, satellite media tour, online content and support, but vaccinations were only 40% effective last year in those who received their vaccinations. Negligible rates and vaccine rates for adults, and here's our data. That said, what can we do? Any next steps? A need for policy mechanisms to move vaccinations forward, incentives possibly, coordination with delivery mechanisms. I mentioned CVS Healthcare. My 11-year-old had to go to a nurse in that system to get her shot. The pharmacist couldn't give her the vaccination. Scope of practice laws, and can we pay attention to those? Improving science, paying attention to improving vaccinations. National clinical support, again, those conversations with healthcare professionals, and creating that cultural shift. August, September, get your flu shot. If we had rates out there like we have in here, wow, what a wonderful world it would be. Thank you very much for your attention.